Next case, please.
Thank you. The next application is $11,673. Edward Olson seeks a variance from the maximum square footage allowable for a garage studio apartment at section 115-23C6 and 115-4B of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the west side of Hopkins Road at the intersection with Park Pavilion Way. The 911 address is 20396 Hopkins Road, Lewis. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 5, Parcel 46.03. Specifically, they're asking for a 48 square foot variance for the garage studio apartment. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Thank you. Sir?
I'm going to need this additional picture.
Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Edward Olson, 15132 West Ventura Street, Surprise, Arizona.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen, ladies, gentlemen. If I may present it, my case.
If you would, please, sir.
This is the second time I see you as a panel. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And the progress is tremendous with the project on my property. I'm so happy, looking really, really good. Neighbors thanking for the upgrade, uplift, the whole development. So I'm so happy. And tonight is the second hearing which I have about the variance. First one was the about special use exception. This is the follow-up. And I'd like to still presenting this. The principles of my uniqueness is I'm trying to add addition to existing garage, which was built in 1995. And I want to use this for the livable space. And the small difference between 750 square feet approximately, which is existing right now structure, and 800, which allows by the code, is little difficult to put together and also keep it in the architectural and functionality and up-to-date compliance. I'm building now the house on the property, and what I notice is everything is bigger. It's not like a electronic or smaller, everything bigger. The air ducts are larger, the air condition must be more kind of efficient. The air circulation, ventilation requires a little bit extra room. And because this is the garage, was built by 2x4 on the cinder block, we have to thicken the wall in order to lose that gap between edge of the 8 inches black and the 2x4 studs. So we did already add additional 2x4s like a secondary wall. So we're losing some square footage inside, even by bringing this, fixing this problem. And I'm asking to build addition to the garage about 12 by 10, in order to keep it in a sizable room, which would be functional room, to creating like a 5x8 or 5x3, is not really something which is going to bring better functionality in this structure. And to invest the money also and then start fixing problems in the future will be probably more expensive. So the architect which I work with, he make a suggestion. This is what he thinks would be the best usage and functionality of the building. That's why I'm asking for the variance of 128, or whatever it is, a 10 by 12 feet addition on the front of the property. The structure itself, it does not encroach any setbacks. It's actually very far away for all the three sides, except one, which is like, I think it's 16 feet, which is required by the code. And it is not encroaching any additional, does not need any additional, variance for that reason. So mm-hmm. on the front is about 130 feet space. And after when we put the green shrubs and trees, that basically is going to totally be not visible even from the front.
Right.
So aesthetically also we bring some better look for the neighbors. I spoke with neighbors across the street on site, and everybody is welcoming this new approach. Okay. So I'm asking you to help me with my dream and approve this if it's possible.
Your 10.12.8 addition, Tampa.
Yes.
Okay, true. But we'll see if we have some questions. I'm going to start down here with you, Mr. Mills.
Have we granted anything over 800 before?
I think so.
For garage studio apartments, I believe you have. I think there were a few since I've started. And again, this one's only 848 square feet in total size.
48 square feet.
Excuse me.
848
they
square
need
feet
an
total.
It would be 848 square feet total.
They're
so
going
they're going over by 48 square feet.
I don't think it's quite that much, but it's 12'8" by 10" over 720.
Yeah.
So that would be. No, I guess so. Yeah, 48. 48's about right.
Okay, 48 is close. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Any other questions?
No other questions.
Okay. Mr. Hudson?
No questions.
Mr. Berger?
No questions.
Mr. Werman?
Report you had no one's at the kitchen.
Can you repeat the question, sir?
Report that you're adding on, that would be the kitchen?
Yes, that's correct, sir.
And the patio beside it?
Patio will be outside, yes.
Uncovered.
No other question.
Okay. Hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Is anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, we entertain a motion. Excuse me. Okay. Again, chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, don't leave it on the table. I'll make a motion. 11,673, I approve. I'm for approval. Okay, make a motion to approve. I believe the applicant has demonstrated the reasoning he needs it for your mother. Is that right?
Yes.
It's going to be in there. And, the variance is necessary, I believe, to reasonable use of the property if you're going to have your mother there.
Yes. With some additional help, probably, so more
okay.
people would stay.
And exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. And also, the variance will not, especially not, alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief.
Yep.
Do that's correct.
Second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Rickers and a second by Mr. Workman that we approve case number 11,673. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Mills?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And Mr. Galloway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,673 is approved, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
And good luck. Okay, gentlemen, I believe at this time that's all the business we had before us. Let's, anything from the office?
Nothing from the office.
Okay, gentlemen, then our next meeting will be...
Don't you have a new person?
We do have a new planner. He started on last Monday. He may show up every once in a while if we need him, but his name's Daniel, and he's a new planner in the office.
Thank you. Okay, then, gentlemen, our next meeting then will be December the 14th. That's a four-week break. And also, I'd like to wish everybody a nice Thanksgiving. Thank you much.
Gee, I wish I'd like one.
Same to you.
And I'll see. Okay, and bring nothing else. I'm sorry.
I'd like to be in Jenny's house. She buys cars.
Oh, yeah, Jenny's, yeah. Today was Jenny's birthday.
Oh, yes. 16.
Today was 16, and she got her new car, 16 years old.
John, now, I don't believe I've ever been there.
You want to...
Been a long time.
All right, then. There's nothing else before us. We're open for adjournment.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
All in favor?
Yep.
All right, except Jenny. Meeting now adjourned, subject to call. Jenny?